All right, so if you won the lottery, how much money would you need to live a comfortable life? You got it? You won the lottery. How much money would you have won if you were to live a comfortable life? Thanks for joining us as we continue through the book of Ecclesiastes. And here's what researchers found regarding that question. They asked 8,000 people in 33 countries around the world, if you won the lottery, how much would you need to win to have a comfortable life? And according to an article in Forbes, 86% of people said that they could achieve, quote, they could achieve their absolutely ideal lives, end quote, with $10 million. $10 million. But listen to this. There was one exception. Most people in the United States said they would need at least $100 million to have the ideal life. And 31.7% said they would need $100 billion. In other words, Americans just wanted an unlimited amount. The study found that limited and unlimited wealth ideals were not related to a country, the differences in economic development. Instead, people who wanted more or unlimited amounts tended to be younger, city-dwelling people who valued power, success, and independence. That's according to Forbes. In Solomon's Journal, the wealthiest man who ever lived, Solomon, reflected on the short and elusive days on earth and reminded us all that death is the great equalizer. Here's what he said, Ecclesiastes 5, 15, and 16. As he came from his mother's womb, he shall go again, naked as he came, and shall take nothing from his toil that he may carry away in his hand. This also is a grievous evil. Just as he came, so shall he go. And what gain is there to him who toils for the wind? Well, you can't argue with Solomon's point, can you? We came into the world as a wrinkly, naked baby needing help to make our entrance. And for the next several months, someone had to bathe us, clothe us, feed us, clean us. We showed up naked and dependent. Man, we exit the same way, don't we? Someone famously coined the question, have you ever seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul? You don't take anything with you. All that we have worked for, dreamed about, shopped for, sacrificed to buy, couldn't wait to have, all left behind. And then comes Solomon's punch. What gain is there to him who toils for the wind? Solomon's not trying to put a downer on us. He's trying to wake us up. He's not saying that you live a few miserable years and die. God's the giver of life. Jesus said that he came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly, John 10:10. Life on earth matters. What we do counts. What a privilege it is to live for Jesus. Large amounts of money, however, will not deliver the ideal life. Only Jesus does that. It's true that when we close our eyes in death, we take nothing with us, but when we open our eyes the second after, if we know Jesus, we will have heaven itself. We're going to be home. That's the life Jesus came to give us all along. By the way, that's the life we always long for. Father, as we enjoy abundant life on earth, keep our eyes on the life that we will have with Jesus throughout eternity. Remind us often that there is no word in our language to describe our eternity with you. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.